listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson's proposal to give the Federal Reserve extensive oversight over all financial markets comes on the heels of the Fed's recent pledge of $30 billion to prevent the default of investment bank Bear Stearns and to commit an unprecedented $400 billion in loans to other investment firms. University of Michigan finance professor Amayatosh Pernanandam explains why the Fed took action.
Why does the Fed have to intervene? And that's both practical and a philosophical debate. Because at some level, what you're saying is, think about Bear Stearns fail. One argument would be that, let them fail. When they made a lot of money, did they give any money to Fed? Or did they give any money to you and I as taxpayer? No. So when they are being reckless and they're making all these risky loans, upside were theirs, let the downside be theirs too. That is, when they're failing, let them feel the pinch of it. So that's one debate which is more like a policy level debate, that whether a Fed should come in and intervene. And that debate immediately gets into the issue of the second question, that if they decide to bail out, that then how should it be done? What is the optimal way of doing the bailout? So two issues that are really forming the centerpiece of this whole argument is, should we bail them out? That is, should Fed intervene? And if they should, how they should do that? Initially, Fed came in and they initiated this package through JP Morgan Chase. Now, why did Fed do that? Because traditionally, I mean, one argument could be, why would you not go directly to Bear Stearns and give them the bailout package? Why do you have to do this deal? The reason being that Bear Stearns is not a traditional commercial bank. JP Morgan Chase is one. And historically, Fed has always given this kind of bailout package or this kind of support, that's how perhaps Fed would want to put it, through commercial banks. But quickly, within 3 or 4 days, Fed decided that things are getting so bad, they would also want to provide lending or provide liquidity to investment banks, brokerage houses, primary dealers. Then people like Bear Stearns would suddenly become eligible for Fed support. Now, if you think about the first question, that why should Fed try to bail out at all? The argument is not about one bank failing. The failure of one bank should not really cause much of a concern to the Fed or to the economists in general. The problem is about systemic crisis, or that domino effect that we all worry about, that if one big guy fails, does it mean that a lot of other small guys or maybe big guys also fail together? And does it mean that the crisis will percolate down from the banking sector to the real sector? Now, there is a lot of passionate debate in academia, with policymakers and with the practitioners, that if the financial sector fails or if the financial sector gets into crisis, what does it mean for the real sector? Now, some of my research, I mean, I'm on the side where we argue that when banks fail, it has a real effect on the corporate sector. Now, that is the real concern. That is the real concern. The concern is not that the banks will fail and they'll go down under and the shareholders of banks will lose money. If that's the argument, Fed should not intervene, because then it's a free capital market. Sometimes they make money, sometimes they lose money. The concern is that if banks fail, is this Michigan or Iowa, a small cement, steel manufacturing company, going to hurt so much that they will also go out of business? And if that happens, then there's a good reason that Fed should come in, intervene, and get the system back, get the economy back on track.
Pernanandam says the Fed has many tools at its disposal.
They can cut the federal funds rate, which is what they have been doing, which I think is a good sign, and markets did respond very positively. Now, it's yet to be seen that whether it will go on in the long run. Feds could do some of the things like guaranteeing these bad loans or the mortgage-backed loans. But the most fundamental thing that the Fed can do is to bring back confidence. In general, what has been going around in the banking sector these days is we as banks stop trusting each other. Banks are really nervous about each other. And when that happens, then I don't want to trade with you. Then I'll become very conservative as a bank. And Citibank will say that I want to keep my money close to myself. This is the wartime in the financial markets. And I don't want to trade with you. And this entire banking sector or the financial sector runs on confidence. Bear Stearns or many of these banks, they will have $1 of capital and they'll have $7, $8, $10 of borrowed money. So most of the time, they would have so much of borrowed money and most of their business would be done through borrowing. And if you lose confidence in my ability to pay back your loan, then you'll say that I'm going to pull the plug. This is what happened with Bear Stearns, that they were highly leveraged. They were running their business with borrowed money. Now, at some point in time, what happened when the mortgage market was going down, Bear Stearns had a lot of exposure to that market, and Bear Stearns' asset value kept coming down, which was fine till a point when people started losing confidence. Now they thought, wow, I thought you had $100 of asset, and against that, we gave you $80 of loan. But now, I think it's only $90. Then some other person comes and says that maybe it's not even 90, it's 60, 50, $40. And then you see a classic run on the bank. Now, if there are five lenders, I would be the first in the line. Because the moment this rumor goes around, it could be rumor, it could be the truth, but the moment this story goes around that Bear Stearns is no longer a $100 company, but it has $80 of loans, then as a lender, I want to be first in the line. So then I would call a Bear Stearns and I'll pull the plug first. The moment I do that, you would do that. All of us will do that. Then this is the classic run on the bank, which happens typically on the commercial banks when depositors run on the commercial bank to withdraw their money. In the case of Bear Stearns, it happened to an investment bank because they were also borrowing a lot of money, not through depositors, but through these large other institutional lenders. To sum it up, it's to bring back the confidence into the system and to signal to the rest of the economy that we are there, and we are there to make sure that things don't get out of control.
Pernanandam is an assistant professor of finance at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.